Now let me introduce to you my favorite geek. Give it up for our VIP. He's the writer of the cult favorite television series Freaks and Geeks and the director of Bridesmaids and The Heat. Please welcome Paul Feig.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
Thanks, everybody. Hello, Ophira.
Hello. Now, I take it, if I were to ask you, are you a freak or a geek? You were in the geek factor?
No, I was neither. I was very, very cool.
You're very,
very cool.
Yeah.
Very handsome. No, I think I was firmly in the geek geek category. But I had a lot of friends who were freaks, and we found that the freaks and the geeks were very similar. They were just at different ends of the spectrum.
So let's start in the beginning. You, as a child, did some magic. You were a child magician.
Yes, I dabbled in the dark arts, if you will.
And then you started stand-up as a teenager.
Yeah, 15 years old, I started doing stand-up, and it was at a place in Detroit, and it was a biker bar, basically, where stand-up was occurring, because, of course, bikes and stand-up go really well together.
Great audience.
A big hog and a guy telling a joke, and then you're all set.
You were an actor, and then you decided to switch sides of the camera.
Yeah, I was an actor for a long time. I was a regular on a lot of TV series that made it just one season and got canceled. Perhaps you remember Dirty Dancing, the TV series. If you love the movie, stay for the TV show. But then I finally got a role to be a regular on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Right, yeah.
Why, thank you. And they said NPR audiences are smart.
Yeah, we challenged that.
And so I was like, I'm taken care of. And I get like the end of the first season, and I'm like, this is great. I'm going to take all my money and make this independent feature, and then I'll go back and make more money. And then they wrote me out of the show. They said, yeah, I know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So then you go through this kind of tough period, obviously, in your career after the independent film.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
And then you have the opportunity to direct Bridesmaids.
In 2007, I got invited to a table read of it by my friend Judd Apatow, who we did Freaks and Geeks together with. And I've always been trying to get projects for women. You know, I just like funny women. I want to have them have a lot of roles. And it seemed great because, thank you so much, ladies. You need more movies. You need a lot more movies. And,
But why? I mean, I'm very happy, and I'm pro you being this person. But why do you want to be this person that is like, you know, I want more movies with funny women. I'm going to make that
because
happen.
Because all my friends growing, I had so many friends who were women and girls. I had a lot of bullies when I was growing up, and so I'd always run to the girls like, please, let's just hang out. Yeah. You're not mean. A couple of you are mean, but we won't hang out with them. And now, professionally, I've known over the years so many funny women, and then I go to the movies and I see like a male comedy and all of those funny women aren't being funny. They're being like the mean girlfriend or the wife who's a drag, and it's like, well, that's not cool. So I want to right the wrong. I mean, I just want all these funny women to be stars, right?
Agreed. So you go to a table read for Bridesmaids in 2007.
Yeah. It was so much fun, and the women were just so great. We got to, you know, audition all these great women, and then, you know, into our life came Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. Who was just this force of nature that came in towards the end of the casting process. And she came in with this kind of ultra-uber confidence for it. And at first I was like, she's playing a kind of butch. That's kind of a cool way to go. And I'd never seen anything like that. And then I always like let Melissa kind of put together whatever wardrobe she wants for the character. And she's like, I have to wear pearls. And I was like, well, that's hilarious. And she said, I have to have a carpal tunnel thing.
I love that.
And I was like, well, I'm in. Okay.
Great detail. Melissa McCarthy is in The Heat, and I imagine that you brought her into that script.
Well, you know what it was? I got sent the script, and I was trying to figure out what to do with Bridesmaids, and I was developing a few things, but I wanted that kind of follow-up with our same humor, but kind of in a different world. And this script dropped onto my desk called The Untitled Female Buddy Cop Comedy. So I was immediately like, I'm in.
Right.
And it just happened to be one of the funniest scripts I've ever read. Katie Dippold, who writes on Parks and Recreation, wrote this script, who's one of the most awesome writers I've ever worked with. And then also I was told that Sandra Bullock had read the script and liked it and wanted to do it, so I was like, I'm in. But then as I'm reading the script, it's like 10 pages in, I was like, this is the perfect role for Melissa. And then she agreed to do it, and we went off to Boston and we did it.
Off to Boston. And
yeah,
it is
off to Boston.
Hilarious. It is
Thank
so
you.
Funny.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to put you in the seat, in the heat of
yes.
the seat.
The heat seat?
The heat seat of the puzzle
hot seat. I think
I'm
already sitting in it.
Yes. We're going to put you up for an Ask Me Another challenge. would you like to take on a new game show experience on Ask Me Another Stage?
Oh, I would.
Okay, fantastic. Another hand for Paul Feig, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Stay tuned. We're going to put celebrities on a first-name basis. Plus, we'll test our VIP director, Paul Feig, in a trivia challenge we've created just for him. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.